Welcome to 1-800 God's Love. I'm your host, Lamika Odoms. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning on this beautiful Friday. The music you hear playing in the background, I do not own the rights to this music. This is a song that came across my playlist this morning as I was worshiping God, and I got stuck on it and just put it on repeat. What I've experienced this week. Anyway, I don't own the rights to this music, but I'm going to just let it play in the background. The Holy Spirit told me to just let it play. So I always like to update you all on how my week went or things that I've did in the past or prior to recording this episode. So the original episode that was supposed to be recorded and uploaded on Monday, for whatever reason, it didn't get uploaded. And this morning as I was talking to God, he told me to record this morning and allow it to be published this morning. And the title of this episode is God, Not Luck. Again, God, Not Luck. So on Wednesday morning, I left out my house on my way to a session with a client. I was on the phone. I had spent time with God. I had been talking to God. The phone rung. I was on the phone talking. And I looked at the gas can, and I decided that I was going to stop and get gas before I went to my session. And I got over into the right lane. Turn signal was on. I drove up. The gas station was on the right-hand side. I drove up. Turn signal on. Turned my wheels to make the right turn into the parking lot of the gas station. And both of my, like the car was, the front wheels was in the parking lot. And I just felt something from behind. And long story short, a lady hit me from behind, and it was like I was watching myself in a movie. It was like when you see wrecks happen in a movie, that's what I seen, but it was me watching myself in the vehicle. The car started spinning around, and then the car flipped, and I landed in the ditch. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. So the weapons have been forming. That wasn't the first weapon, but that was a weapon that, I never could have seen it coming. Anyways, the weapons have been forming, and as I was brushing my teeth this morning and talking to God about the weapons forming, the Holy Spirit reminded me that wasn't the first weapon, and he reminded me of the first weapon that formed through my youngest son. He had his first surgery at 2, and I remember what the enemy told me, but I prayed over my baby. I prayed over my son. I put him in God's hands, and he's still in God's hands. The Holy Spirit reminded me when the weapon formed again, when my oldest son was a senior, and him and my youngest son was on their way to school, and he ended up in a wreck on the highway. The car spun around the 3 lanes of the highway. My oldest son said, "Mama, when I seen that tractor trailer coming at us, I just knew I was up out of here." Those was his words. "I just knew I was up out of here." He couldn't even explain how the tractor trailer didn't hit them the way that the car was spinning while the cars was coming on the highway. And I said, "Nothing but God." So as I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth this morning, the Holy Spirit just was reminding me that wasn't the first weapon that formed. And he brought back incidents with both of my sons and then what happened to me this past Wednesday. The episode title, this was actually going to be a video that I was going to post on my social media page. And God said, you can do both. Make it a podcast and you can still post your video. God not luck. So the people, God had people in proximity to help me. I heard them yelling through the, yelling on the outside of the car, saying that they had to get me out. I seen smoke inside of the car. It was actually the stuff from the airbag. I didn't know it at the time. I thought the car was on fire, but it was smoke from the airbag, the airbags that had exploded. But those individuals pushed the car back over on all four wheels and pulled me out of the car. And the whole entire time, I just kept saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. But every time I heard someone say, you're lucky, I seen the car, or you're lucky, I had to correct them and say, no, that was God. That wasn't luck. That was God. So, I'm going to give you the definition. I looked this up. The definition of luck. So, in Oxford's dictionary, it says luck. Success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. And then in Merriam's dictionary, the noun is a force that brings good fortune or adversity. Example, luck was a big factor in the outcome. And then the second definition, the events or circumstances that operate for or against an individual. Example, the loser muttered something about bad luck. And then in the verb form, it is to prosper or succeed, especially through chance or good fortune, usually used without. Hero lucks out and is able to escape or to come upon something desirable by chance, usually used without, on or onto or into, lucked into a wonderful opportunity. And then the dictionary.com says the force that seems to operate for good or ill in a person's life as a shaping circumstances, events, or opportunities. Example, with my luck, I'll probably get pneumonia. Verb form, luck into or onto, to meet, acquire, or become. By good luck, example, she lucked into a great job. Luck out, to have an instance or run of exceptional good luck. Example, he lucked out when he made a hole in one during the tournament. So these are some definitions that I read when it came to luck, and I gave you some examples. And I'm not no Bible scholar, but what I've discovered is I haven't seen anywhere in the Bible where it says he was lucky, she was lucky, good luck. I haven't even seen the word luck in the Bible. So, again, it was not luck. I was not lucky. That was the hand of God on my life in that particular moment. And I pray every day when I'm praying and talking to God every morning, I pray and ask God to allow angels to camp out around me and my son and my husband, me and my husband and our children's vehicles to keep us safe. I also thank God for the angels that he have assigned to our lives for danger seen and unseen. And I do believe God assigned angels to our lives. My son's incident, it couldn't be explained because it was God. And that's how God works. if man could get the credit, why do you need God? My son said, Mama, I thought I was up out of here. He seen the truck coming at his car. He thought he was up out of here. But God. But God. Can't no human. It's unexplainable. But God. So it kind of frustrates me. And I don't say this whenever I hear people say it. But it kind of frustrates me when I hear people say, you lucky. Good luck. No. That's not luck. That's God. I read something on the internet that I want to share with you. I also believe that luck is an idol. And the reason why I say that is because idols is things that are worshipped. Anything one turns to instead of God is an idol. So I personally believe luck is an idol. Anything that one turns to instead of God is an idol. You have people that worship other things but God. Those are idols. But I read something on the internet as I was talking to God about this podcast episode, and I want to share it with you. This is from To Every Nation. It's on everynation.com is what I'm about to read. It says, tweet. Luck is a way to try to explain things without including God in the discussion. We don't use the word God and the word luck in the same sentence. And I've never heard that. I've never heard someone use the word God and luck in the same sentence. When something unexpectedly good happens to a person, people say, he's so lucky. Do they mean God caused the good fortune? Not at all. If they meant that, they would say God was good to him. People don't usually say God made you lucky. God and luck don't go together. And I agree with that. God and luck does not go together. And then this says the dictionary defines luck as the things that happen to a person because of chance. The accidental way things happen without being planned. Good fortune. What is chance? It's something happening by accident or without design. Think about it. If there is something called chance that isn't controlled by God, it causes things to happen, then chance must be a God too. No, there's no such thing as chance or luck. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So it wasn't luck. It was God. It was not luck. It was God. About 3 weeks ago, I think it was July the 15th. I think that was 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I went to Florida for vacation. And I have a friend that's a prophet that lives there. And we was in a car. I can't remember where we was going, but we was in the car having casual conversation. Then for whatever reason, we were having a conversation about God, and I started speaking, and then she started speaking, and she laid her hands over my heart and started praying over my heart. And because we've been friends so long, when the spirit hits her and she got a prophetic word or something is disrupted in our day, and she start praying over me or start speaking something, I don't even find it strange no more. I just let her do her thing. I mean, I've known her long enough now to where I'm used to it. It don't catch me off guard anymore. But she laid her hands on my heart and just immediately started praying over me while we was in the car. And then when she was done, she said, for whatever reason, the spirit prompted me to pray over your heart. So in my mind, I'm sitting in the passenger side. I didn't say this out loud, but in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, pray over my heart. Oh, my heart going to be broken. I didn't know why the Holy Spirit prompted her to pray over my heart. This same person, the day of my wreck, sent me a message and said, God made it fail. I didn't know what that meant either. I mean, like I said, when she sent me something, I know she being obedient. I trust her when it comes to God. There's no many things that she don't say to me that I knew came from God, because me and God was the only one in the room when I had the conversation, the fact that she knew what I had the conversation to God about. So I don't doubt her. But she sent that message to me the day of the wreck. God made it fail. And I read it, didn't know what it meant. But it was the weapon that the enemy had formed for me that morning. It's what she was telling me. God made it fail. The enemy wanted to take me up out of here, but God said no. Told death to stand back and behave. He got plans for his daughter out here in this earth. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am sore. I am sore. But no broken bones. The doctor said no internal bleeding, no skull fractures, no broken bones. I didn't see any scars or didn't have any scars. Yesterday when I was getting dressed, I noticed that where the seatbelt was on my left shoulder, it's a bruise. It's a bruise. And then I got like a couple scratches on my back. But the fact that I'm in my right mind on this podcast, the fact that I'm not in a hospital bed connected to no tubes, and I seen it. I mean, I seen a car spinning and I seen it flip. But the fact that I am here amongst the living and not the dead, nothing but God's hand over my life. People see things that's happening in my life, see me doing things and going places, not even knowing that some of the places that I end up being, God sent me, not even knowing what, why or what's going to happen when I get there. But people say, you're so lucky, you this, and it's not luck, it's God. You don't know the prayer and the fasting that I've done to get to the place in my life where I'm at right now. And I know this makes the enemy mad. I get it. I understand, because for a very long time, I've been out here doing my own thing, doing what Lamika wanted to do. And I got tired of living that way. And I said, it's time for me to be on God's team full time, not be saved and still doing what Lamika want to do, but being saved and in an intimate personal relationship with God, where she is seeking God. She go to God and ask God, okay, God, am I supposed to make this move? Am I supposed to be doing this? I seek God before I make decisions. And you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've struggled with. You don't know what I battle with. And I am human. Don't get me wrong now. I am human. But this is not luck. This is the hand of God on my life. This is favor. It's favor. The things that I've had to sacrifice, the things that I had to say no to, that I want, places I wanted to go and God said, no, stay home. Even when it came to family gatherings, God said, no, stay home. And I couldn't even understand it, because I'm like, it's family. But he revealed to me why I needed to stay home that day or whenever it was. It's the obedience. And I look forward to what comes from the obedience, because I've learned that if he's asking me to do something, or if he's asking me to give up something, it's a bigger thing behind it versus me being hurt over what he's asking me to give up. And I also know that he wants me to have his best. He wants all of us to have his best. So if he's asking you to release something or to give up something, please believe it's going to be replaced with his best in his timing, not our timing. But his timing. So I just wanted to share that. I wanted to share that because I hear that a lot. You're lucky. Good luck. It's not luck. I would never discredit God for what he's done in my life, what he's doing in and through my life. I told my son the other night on the phone, I said, not only do I thank God for answered prayers, but I thank God for the prayers he didn't answer. And I was telling my son about something that I was praying for back in 2017. I told my son, I said, God knew deep down in my heart I really didn't want what I was praying for. But where I was at in my life at the time, I thought that's what I wanted. So I was praying for it. And I thank God that it wasn't his will. Because God didn't answer the prayer. And I thank God that he didn't answer the prayer. He didn't answer his will. I told my he didn't answer the prayer. And it wasn't his will. I told my son, had God would have answered that prayer, I would have been dealing with emotional and verbal abuse a lot longer than what I dealt with it. If God would have answered that prayer. So not only do I thank God for answered prayers, I also thank him for the prayers that he didn't answer. And he knew my heart. Yeah, you think you want it right now, but this is not what you really want. Then I found out that I've had God answer a prayer only to show me this ain't what you want. And I sat back and said, I remember when I was praying for it, and now I don't want it. It's like God was saying, I'm trying to tell you that you don't want it, but I'm going to let you do your thing. And then you will end up seeing this ain't what you want. And he was right. He was right. So I've learned to just listen and obey. I look crazy. Some people think call me stupid. I be sitting at stoplights. And I know people be looking over it in the car, especially when I'm in my company car, because my company car's windows not tinted. But I know people, I could just feel people staring at me, and I could just imagine what's going through their head. But I look crazy for God any day, because it was the God that sacrificed his son for my life. You know, we say we have these ride or die friends. We do everything together. I haven't had a friend that was willing to give up their life for me. Not one. Matter of fact, I was in a situation where I had to go to court and I need a character witness. And the person that showed up, I wouldn't even expect. The person or the people that I thought would have been the character witnesses was not the one that was sitting in the courtroom with me. So yeah, I'll look crazy for God. I definitely will. I'll look crazy. I'll look stupid. I'll do things God told me to do. I'll be obedient. I say it all the time. I walk by faith. I take faith walks. That's what I do. I speak it. I speak faith. I speak things that's not even in my reality, but I speak it as though it already is. That's what the word says, dude. I live by biblical principles, not worldly principles. So again, it's not God. I mean, it's not luck, it's God. Another incident happened. I was on my way to my cousin's house, and I was sitting at the stop sign, getting ready to make the left turn. I had looked both ways. Nothing was coming. I looked again, and then I pulled out. And when I pulled out, as soon as I took my foot off the brake and got ready to start turning left, a car shot by. As I was turning left to get in the lane to go straight, a car came from my right side. And my car ended up in the center lane. How that happened, God. And the thing about it is, had my car not ended up in the center lane, I can't even explain how it ended up in the center lane. And when you can't explain something, you know it's nothing but God and his angels. But I was telling my friend, I said, had my car ended up in the lane that it was supposed to be in, I would have got T-boned it. I would have been T-boned it. I looked twice before I pulled out, and I didn't see nothing coming. The car came out of nowhere. And as I was making my left turn to be in the right lane I was supposed to be in to go straight, the car came and my car was in the center lane. And I'm looking like, as the car stopped in the center lane, I'm like, what the what? Like, I couldn't even explain. And I told my friend, I said, nothing but the hand of God and his angels. Because I definitely would have been T-boned had my car been in the lane that it was supposed to be in. Nothing but the hand of God. I encourage you to pay attention to the things that's happening in your life. And know that if it's something that's in your within your power, God can't get the credit for it. God does things to where only he could get the credit for. You can't explain it and it don't make sense. But remember, the word of God tells us to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God and he will direct our path. So things will take place in your life and you won't even be able to explain it. But I do encourage you, the next time you hear someone say, "You lucky," or "Good luck," correct them. Correct them. And let them know, no, that's God. That's the hand of God on my life. That has nothing to do with luck. It's nothing but God. There's five things that some attribute to luck in the Bible. Attribute to luck that the Bible tells us God actively controls. The first one is little things like the food for birds. In Matthew 29 through 31. It says, "What's the price of a pet canary? Some lose change, right? And God cares what happens to it even more than you do. He pays even greater attention to you down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk. You're worth more than a million canaries." And I read that one from the Message Bible. And then random things like roll the dice. Proverbs 16:33 in the New Living Translation says, "We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall." So you may throw it, but it's the Lord that determines how they fall. And then powerful things, those who control us. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it whichever way he wishes." That's the Amplified Bible. And then number four, bad things for our good. Genesis 50:20, New Living Translation says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." And then the last one, good things, every good gift. James 1:17-18 out of the Message Bible. "Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. So those are five things that some attribute to luck that the Bible tells us God actively controls. Thank you, God. So I'm going to pray. And I hope the next time you hear someone say you're lucky or good luck, I pray that you correct them and let them know, no, that's not luck. That's God. Father God, I thank you. 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 I thank you for your hand that's on my life. I thank you for the favor, Lord. The favor that's on my life, Lord. I go in restaurants to order food and get to the register and the cashier tells me to go on. I had my card in my hand and the cashier said, no, go on, wouldn't even take my money. I've been standing in line to pay for my groceries and been told that the lady or the person that was in front of me is taking care of it. And before I used to say, no, I got it, but it was you that told me, allow people to bless me. God, I've seen your hand. I see your hand. Not I've seen. I see your hand. I see your hand on my life. I see your hand moving. I see who you are, God. You are very present in my life. And the fact that I went through what I went through on Wednesday was just another weapon that was formed that you made fail. It's just another weapon that the enemy threw. And I can imagine that the enemy probably think that I'm scared now. Let me just back off. Let me just sit down. Matter of fact, the enemy told me the other day, you don't be posting nothing. You don't been in a wreck. Don't be posting. No. I'm going to still post your word. I'm going to still speak your word. I'm going to still encourage your people. I'm going to still be obedient. And enemy, you can keep throwing the weapons. But I'm not coming up off God's team. God, I glorify your name. I thank you for the individual you brought into my life, God. I thank you for him. I thank you for allowing him to be there by phone during the whole experience. He heard me call God. He heard me call Jesus. He said, then he heard me say, God, don't let nothing be broken. I didn't remember none of that, but he told me, I said, God, don't let nothing be broken. And the doctor said, you don't have a broken bone in your body. God, I thank you. I'm sore, and I do have pain. I do. But God, I still was able to walk away. I'm not connected to no ventilator. I'm breathing on my own. God, I thank you. I glorify your name. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And I pray for every individual that was out there that day. The ones that flipped the car over, the ones that pulled me out. God, I pray that you allow something unexpected blessing to take place in their lives, Lord. This before Sunday, before the new week starts, if you hadn't already, because I've prayed this before. But God, I thank you. I thank you that the lady that hit me was okay. I thank you, Lord, no injuries was done to her body as well. I thank you for the lady that worked in the store. And again, I thank you for my friend, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord. He sits and listens to me talk about you. And every time you give me something and tell me to release to your people, I share it and he listens. I thank you, Lord, that he holds me accountable, Lord. We pray together. We talk about the things that you're doing in our lives, Lord. I thank you for him. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my community, Father God. I thank you for those that you strategically placed in my life, Lord, for your purpose. I thank you for the calls. I thank you for the texts, Lord. I thank you for the visits, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. And God, I would not luck. What is luck? No, that's nothing but God. I pray that your people would be bold enough to correct people whenever they say good luck or you lucky. I pray, Lord, they be bold enough to speak up and give you the credit, God. I pray that they open up their eyes, that the blinders are removed from their eyes so that they can see your hand in their lives, Father God. I don't care if they're battling with addiction. I don't care if they're struggling. Whatever area of their life, we're all human. We fall short daily. But I pray, Lord, that they be mindful that you are still God and you're still good. I pray, Lord, whatever it is that they may be battling with or dealing with, Lord, I pray that they would surrender it to you, Lord. I pray that they would surrender it to you, Lord, and allow you to take full control over it and trust you. Trust your hand in their situation, Father God. God, I bless and glorify your name. I thank you. I thank you. God, who will we bless today? Whether it be by word, form, deed, or thought, Father God. I thank you, God. I thank you. 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 I thank you for my listeners. I thank you for my subscribers, Father God. I thank you for my followers, Lord. I thank you for just wanting to use me. the 16-year-old who got pregnant in high school, Lord, I thank you for wanting to use me. The imperfect child of yours, Lord, I thank you for wanting to use me. And I still struggle with things. I don't got it all together, but I am still out here doing your will. I will continue to serve you, Father God. I will continue to bless your name. I thank you, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, continue to close doors. I pray for your people. I pray you give them self-discipline, Lord, to walk away from things you've told them to walk away from. I pray you give them the self-discipline, Lord. When you start shutting doors, Lord, that the door remains shut, that they don't go back and try to open it. I pray that they would see. I pray you make their ears sensitive enough to hear you speak and their eyes sensitive enough to see the things you're trying to reveal to them, Father God. Create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in them, Father God. I pray that their faith muscle will become stronger. I pray that they will focus on you, Father God. Take their focus off the issue or the problem and focus on you. What I've learned is, if it's out of my control, I'm not even getting ready to worry about it. If I know I have no control over a situation or a thing, I'm not getting ready to worry about it. I can take it to you and I'm gonna leave it there. I pray, Lord, that when they come to you and bring something to you, that they leave it at your feet, God, that they don't go back and try to pick it up and handle the situation themselves. Because what I've learned is either I'm gonna give it to you or I'm gonna try to handle it. What I know is both our hands can't be on it, my hand and God's hand. So I had to learn that whenever I bring something to you, I got to leave it at your feet, not bring it to you and still hold on to it. I don't pray and now I'm trying to answer my own prayer. That's not how it works. I had to learn that when I bring something to you, I got to lay it down at your feet and take my hands off of it and trust that you would handle it in your timing, your way. Because at the end of the day, you know what's best for me. You know what's best for the individual that I'm praying about. So I pray your people understand that as well. God, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. All these things I ask and pray in your son, Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. I pray you all have a blessed Friday. I pray your weekend be blessed. I pray that someone speaks something to you that confirms what God has already told you. And whatever that may be, I pray that when you get that confirmation, that you be obedient. Whatever it is, that you be obedient. Whether it's something God told you to do or something God told you not to do, I pray that you be obedient. I love you all.